Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham again right here in our operations area. You can see everyone behind me working real hard, very active tropics right now. So the official clock says 3 o'clock, so this is your 3 o'clock Eastern update. We are looking at satellite between the planes and some satellite analysis. We are seeing some structure that's changing and, in fact, it really getting a little more organized. So we're really looking at, you know, definitely maintaining that strength, updating the forecast. So without a doubt, still a major hurricane and no real indications that we're going to be changing that. Now, the tropics, I did mention, pretty active. If you look at this, we are dealing with Hurricane Florence, but you also have Tropical Storm Isaac. You have Hurricane Helene, an area up here that we're watching of a disturbed weather, and another one. This is one we're watching as well, an area of disturbed weather near the Yucatan, and that's expected to move into the Gulf and has a chance of development and definitely bringing some rainfall to the Texas coast. So let's dive into the details. First of all, we look at Tropical Storm Isaac, a small chance right here of becoming a hurricane with time. So as a result, we do have some hurricane watches of Guadeloupe, Martinique, and Dominica. These islands here could see some of those hurricane force winds, but definitely some high winds and some rainfall associated with it, and with time continuing to move westward. Now, we look at Florence. We've been talking about Florence all day as well, and the latest and greatest still at 130-mile-an-hour winds, and still the movement pretty similar, but one of the things that we've been talking about the entire time is we do still expect, by the time we get Florence to make landfall, to slow down, and that's a significant issue for us because each one of these points, that's Friday morning, that's Saturday morning, that's Sunday morning. That's 2 days, and we hardly have any sort of movement. And as a result of that, that's a problem because we're going to see the impacts be significant. And one of those impacts is rainfall. And we are talking about some areas getting catastrophic rainfall, dangerous flash flooding. It's a life-threatening situation that we really got to focus on because the rainfall forecast, 10 to 20 inches rain, greater than 20 inches in some areas. And listen, it's not just a coastal issue. Some of this rainfall stretches inland through the Carolinas, North Carolina, Virginia, and watch this, even into Maryland and Delaware, some of the heavy rainfall. And if you think about this, the uncertainty of the forecast towards the end, some of this rain could shift back and forth depending on the forecast track. So if you're sitting watching and you're starting to see some areas that, well, I'm just outside of this, remember that could change. And that's why we have to focus, keep paying attention to this particularly dangerous situation. Storm surge. It kills half the people in these tropical systems. I can't understate it enough how dangerous a storm surge could be. We have a storm surge watch up for portions of South Carolina all the way up to the North Carolina-Virginia border. Anybody in here could get greater than 3 foot of storm surge, and that could be definitely dangerous. If you really dive into the details, areas that we're really focused on, particularly is a potential inundation. This could happen. Sometimes this is dependent on the track, but we got to focus on what could happen, because if you don't do that, then it could be too late to get out. And the water goes into these rivers, the Pamlico Sound, into the river and into the Neuse River. And where that water can't get out, it piles up. Some of these areas, by the time it's all said and done, could get 10 to 12 foot of storm surge. So thank you for tuning in. This is Ken Graham here at the Hurricane Center. We're watching this, and we need everybody to be ready.